If we look carefully at the father's words, he also is trying to bring the child closer. And this is really, really interesting to me. Look at the words he uses to refer to himself. First, he says, I'm eating. So that's totally reflecting his personal point of view. The next thing he says is, Daddy eats. So now he's no longer referring to himself as I, which is his point of view, but he's referring to himself as Daddy. That's the third person. He's Daddy from his daughter's point of view. The next thing he says is, Dada eats. Now he's getting even closer to the child's point of view. He's not only referring to himself as Daddy, which is who he is to her, but he's referring to himself in the same baby talk way that she refers to him. She calls him Dada. So when he says Dada eats, he is taking her name for him and putting it into his voice. So that gets him even closer to the child's point of view. And then finally, he says, you want to come up? He's shifting the focus to her, addressing her directly as you, rather than talking about himself, and he's inviting her to get physically closer to him. So that's another example about how, if we look closely at how the parents are actually using language, we can see how they're balancing the need to create closeness among themselves as a family, but still keep the family roles of parents who have the authority in the family. The family, then, is a microcosm of gender relationships. It's in the family that we learn to use talk, understand talk, and that we first have to understand gender patterns in talk. We find in the family examples of all the kinds of differences that I've talked about earlier. So, for example, there was a movie, a documentary that was made, and this was made in Israel, which, again, leads us to think that some of these things hold across cultures. In this movie, the daughter is upset with her father, and the father feels very, very bad that he let the daughter down, but he doesn't know how to make things up. He doesn't know how to restore peace. So he's talking about the problem with his wife, and the wife says, apologize. And the father says it wouldn't do any good. Once again, men being more focused on action rather than words, he may feel the harm is already done. What good will words do? Words are just words. And the mother says it would mean something to her. So here you have, again, the mother acting as a kind of interpreter for the father of the daughter's point of view. This was a pattern that I found, incidentally, in the research that I did in families, and this is something I discuss in the book, I Only Say This Because I Love You, even adult families, where mothers often take the role of communication central. And we saw this in the example I just gave, where a child is only two, but this can continue throughout their lives, even when they're adults, that the mother is the one to whom the adult children tell what's going on, and then the mother repeats it to the father. Or the mother tells the children what the father think. So the mother might say, oh, your father is so happy to have you home. Oh, your father is very upset with you because of something you did. The mother takes the role of chief communicator, communication central. I think this is because of the pattern that I've been describing, that women have so much more practice in talking about personal things. And so it comes very automatically to them.